There's no mom manual. We all know that. So this is the place you want to be. To laugh, to learn, to share, to join. The moms couldn't be more different, but best friends, partners, and now family. Melissa is happily married.
Denise is happily divorced.
And they're parenting
worlds apart.
Their thoughts on many things, complete opposite.
Complete opposite.
Grab your friends and join the moms. Here's Denise and Melissa.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. It is just me today, Denise. Melissa and I just returned from Los Angeles. We were hosting an event. Actually, we had a crazy week last week of mamarazzi events every day. We had Toni Collette for the film Fun Mom Dinner. If you listened to last week's podcast, you heard about how that happened, and the author of the screenwriter, actually, Julie Rudd. And so we did a mamarazzi event with Toni Collette, and then we hosted Halle Berry, which was incredible. And you can see a lot of that content on our website, themoms.com. And we just left Los Angeles. We were hosting a film called The Nut Job 2, which you will enjoy with all of your children. And we hosted Maya Rudolph, Will Arnett, Bobby Moynihan, and Gabriel Iglesias. So it's like all these comedians in one place and us. And so they are all going to be on the show today. So there's a lot of funny things with all of these comedians. And so if you keep listening, you will hear them, and you'll hear a little bit about their parenting also, which is really fun. One of them is a little league coach. One of them does not let their children use technology. And so we got past all the funny and got into some parenting with them. So they'll be on the show at the end. And we did our fun minute with the moms, although it was because there were so many of them. I think it's a couple of minutes, and it's just really fun things. So you'll hear a little bit about their date nights and how they would describe themselves as parents. So really fun things with some funny people. And we are also going to be joined by Allison and Allison, who are the co-founders of Apple Seeds, which is an incredible play space in New York, and there's some other locations. But what I love about their story is they were two friends, probably like many of you, who were raising kids and wanted to switch careers, and they built a business and they figured it out, and they didn't have any experience in that way. And they developed music programs, and they do a lot of charity work, and they just have a really great story. And they are like Melissa and I. They are another great example of work wives and two women who had kids and started a business. And so we'll hear from them about how they did it, and how, if you have an idea, how you take that to another level. But first, we are thrilled to be joined by Texture, which is a sponsor of the show. And I just have to say that, so for those of you who don't know what Texture is, it's an app that has over 200 magazines on it. And I was flying home from Los Angeles yesterday. I had downloaded a few of my favorite magazines, People Magazine, which is my guilty pleasure, although I like to learn about other people's stories, and they have great stories. But I read it on the plane on my little phone, and it was just so incredible. I downloaded them before we took off, and I caught up. I read New York Magazine. I like Variety, and I read Advertising Age. I really caught up on reading that I never have time to do. And I was on a 5-hour flight back from Los Angeles. So Texture was literally in between working on my computer. That's what I did the whole ride home. And I did some yoga too, actually. If you go to the mom's Instagram, the mom's network, you'll see how I was able to do a little bit of yoga on the plane and why. The Texture app has gone beyond delivering the magazine itself. They've made it easy to find and enjoy the articles you want to read. With daily recommendations, exclusive interactive features, videos, and more, Texture makes magazines easy. And there are so many great ones out there, like People, Entertainment Weekly, and Vogue, and all the ones that I just mentioned that I read on my way home from LA. It's normally $9.99 a month, and you get over 200 magazines. But if you sign up right now at texture.com/themoms, you get a 14-day free trial. Why subscribe to just a couple of magazines when you can have all of your favorite on your smartphone or tablet all the time for way less? Texture is offering our listeners a 14-day free trial, and you can go to texture.com/themoms. And I highly recommend it, and I highly recommend it when you're flying. And we are also brought to you by GoGo Squeeze, which is the topic of many conversations in my home, because my little one, who's 9, is so picky. And so even though there are so many flavors, I just call them all applesauce because there's veggie ones, and he never questioned what was in it. And so it's, his dad gets a little annoyed that he doesn't eat so well, but I always say, but go get an applesauce. It has everything in it. We call them applesauces. I know that they're go-go squeezes. And my older son, by the way, started eating them again also. You know, he's 12 and he doesn't want to, but they look good and he doesn't feel like a baby. So Go-Go Squeeze, if you are not already familiar, is made entirely of all natural 100% fruit with no artificial anything, just orchard fresh apples and other wholesome fruit. Not only parents like us get it, but even the kids today get it. They are smarter about healthy foods and will often choose a great tasting, good for them option instead of the snacks we think they might choose. They have over 14 great tasting varieties like apple, 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 banana, apple, raspberry, lemon, twist. Just calling it applesauce doesn't begin to describe it. Like I said, it's like a sneaky thing for me. Or the fruit and veggie blends like Mighty Mango with apple, mango, and butternut squash is a great choice. They all taste great and kids love them. The best part is that Go-Go Squeeze comes in a squeezable pouch so kids can enjoy them anytime, anywhere. And me too, actually. I've been known to steal them for my kids. So we thank Go-Go Squeeze and Texture for being a part of the Moms Podcast and such an important part of our lives. And now we are going to Allison and Allison, the founders of Apple Seeds. And we know that they have a lot of great background and stories that could help you if you want to start a new career. Allison Schlanger and Allison Qualterberna, they are the founders of Apple Seeds, and they have created a really smart business that helps so many families around New York City. And they also do an incredible music program, and it's a lot about playing and learning. And you guys, I just wanted to find out a little bit more about how you got this idea off the ground, because so many moms we know have ideas and can't figure out or don't know or are too scared to get going.
Well, this is Allison Schlanger. We came up with this idea because we had kids. Allison and I were both in careers that we loved. I had been at MTV for a really long time, and Allison was at UNICEF, and we had twins around the same time. We didn't know each other, and we met in a music class together when we were taking our kids to class. And we immediately started bonding over the fact that that we were on maternity leaves from these jobs that we absolutely loved. We both thought we had, the best jobs. And then all of a sudden, these four children came into our lives, and everything kind of changed. We were women who never expected to leave our careers on a dime. But once we had our kids, we commiserated over the fact that, our feelings had changed, and we dreamt of coming up with a career where we could actually bring our kids to work, and we always say, and not have to hide them under our desk. And we started talking about the needs of our community. We both live in the Chelsea neighborhood of New York City, and what we as parents would really want. And we started dreaming of this indoor play-based concept where we would have a playground that would be available to families in our neighborhood every hour that we're open, where we would have classes and birthday parties. And we started talking to our husbands, Craig and Bobby, about it. And the four of us started to create a business model to see if this was a viable business idea.
And well, I love the backstory because it's very similar to mine and Melissa's. We also had careers that we loved and couldn't imagine doing anything else. But it's so different than what you were doing. So how did you know how to take the next step to do the business plan?
Well, I think to be honest, we did rely a little bit on our backgrounds. I mean, we were both producers in television for a while, and I had worked a little bit in programming around the world with different offices and understanding the needs of different things. But what really helped us was being parents. We looked at our own children and we said, what do they want? What do we want as moms? And, it's fascinating to us how many people have a baby and their whole entire life changes. They cannot go back to the way they knew life before. And in fact, the people we work with the most now, currently, are exactly those moms. We decided to franchise our music program, Songs for Seeds, which we built about 8 years ago, 2 years after we opened Apple Seeds. And we've been franchising that program now for about 2 years, and we have 21 locations now across the country. And what we love the most about this part of our work is that we are dealing with you and Melissa and me now, and the same type of usually mom and sometimes dad saying, I cannot go back to life as I knew it. So you just sort of, I think a lot of it is that. I think, you know, the leap of faith you take to start a business and to work for yourself is something that you know you can't go back to the way it was before. It's a big boost of self-confidence to surround yourself with people that support that decision. And then I think it's just about trust your gut. You know, it is a leap of faith. And generally, if it's the right thing, it will work. For us, it was the right time, the right place, the right neighborhood. And we kept getting, you know, families telling us, we want more, we want more, we want more. And we have a direct line to our customers through different, you know, through different means, and they keep telling us they want more and they want more. So we've been very, very lucky for the last 10 years.
And I would just also add one thing that Allison and I had different jobs, but somehow similar backgrounds. She was a television producer before she worked at UNICEF. But Craig, my husband, came from a financial background on Wall Street, and Bobby, her husband, came from an advertising background. And the four of us together brought different things to the business and to the creative process. And we can't underscore enough how important that partnership is, and the four different personalities and the strengths that everybody brought and the balance that we give each other. So a lot of times we talk to people and they say, you know, should I take on a partner? And this is something that I'm sure you and Melissa deal with all the time. A good partnership is everything. It really is everything.
Yeah. Okay. And you guys are partners also with both of your husbands?
Yes.
Okay. So
that's their equal partners. Yeah.
Okay. So how does that work? I mean, like, what if one Allison has a different thought than the other Allison, and like your husbands are not on board, or one agrees with one? Like, how does that work?
You know what's interesting is, first of all, there are days where we actually don't see our husbands at work all day, and it's at night where we say, oh, you know, how was your day? And then there are days like today where we'll probably spend 4 hours in a room with them. We call them founders meetings, where we talk about strategic growth and big picture, and we're with them all day. I think, you know, in the end, a partnership in a business is very much like a marriage, where if you have the big picture goals in mind and the value systems are the same, we all want the same thing ultimately. Of course, there are, you know, one or two or three of us who maybe doesn't agree with the other. And we know, you know, we always listen. We always kind of talk it through. But if the end goal is the same, generally, it works. And I think what I find personally the most fascinating thing about this business for the last 10 years, it's been open 12 years since we started thinking about it, is that we have never had a disagreement that was so great that would cause anything other than, you know, where we are now. I mean, it's almost like, you know, sounds a little bit like one big happy family, but it truly is like when you know where you want to go ultimately. Yeah, there are a couple of different paths to get there, but I think nobody has an ego is the other thing. I mean, nobody needs to, you know, a couple of us are more talkers than others. A couple of us lead a little bit more than the others. But in different things, we all balance each other really well, whether it's financially, marketing, operationally, you know, staffing. There are so many different needs when you're running a big scale business that it actually has been a real benefit to be four different skill sets and four different opinions, because, you know, we all want the same thing in the end.
And I would say we also socialize a lot outside of work. Like Allison and Bobby and their kids are some of our closest friends on the planet Earth. So I think that when you have the confidence to know that you may feel a different way in a business meeting, but there's so much of a foundation outside of that one room where you're talking about that one business-related item, it gives you the confidence to just, like, look at each other and say, like, this is really what I feel in my heart. You know, this is what I think we should be doing. And, you know, you don't feel judged at all. It's like it's talking to your family about something. You know?
Right. It's a family business.
It really is a family business.
And you guys all really like each other.
Yeah, in fact, my 7-year-old son said to me yesterday, Mom, it's been like the whole summer since I haven't seen Deb. I really, it's time, Mommy. He's my best friend.
That's sweet. I totally get that. Melissa and I are very similar. You all four, though, left jobs, right? So that's it's risky, especially living, you know, in the world that we live in today. Yeah. When were you able to do that? I mean, is that something that you waited until you knew you were making money, you had funding? Like, how did that work? Because I think for a lot of parents, that's a very risky decision.
Yeah. I was going to correct it a little bit of a different story than Bobby and I. I actually took a leave of absence from my job. The United Nations has kind of unbelievable benefits, and one of them was a 1 or 2 year leave of absence. So I took a 2 year leave and met Alison and kind of built the business while I was on leave. So I had a little bit of a safety net that I could go back to my job if it didn't work.
Wow.
I knew quickly it would work. And similarly, Bobby did not leave his job right away. He didn't come over to work with us until about 6 to 8 months in to Appleseed, where we had hundreds of families walking through the door. And, you know, we knew that this, we were onto something. So that, we did have a little bit of a safety net to a certain degree. And I think, you know, your story was similar. Like, you knew you could go back to the production company.
I mean, yeah, I think that, look, we have to admit, it was very risky. And to be honest, it's still risky 10 years later to this day. Both of our families are completely emotionally, financially invested in this business, and we continue to take a risk every day, and we acknowledge that. For Craig and I, for me, it was time to make a decision because my boss at MTV was the greatest guy ever and somehow kept extending my maternity leave, where all of a sudden I turned around and I'm like, I've been on maternity leave for 10 months.
Wow.
And Craig was at a very specific point with Goldman Sachs where, like, he could make a decision to leave and otherwise it wouldn't be good timing. But you're right, it's risky. We did it hoping that our gut and that our business model was right, and knowing that if it couldn't sustain the four of us, that, you know, we would need to get creative and, you know, maybe look outside of Appleseed. But the four of us have stuck with it, you know.
And Denise, I think for all of your audience, for you and Melissa, you've done a similar thing. I think for anyone who's thinking about starting their own business, and it is a very common feeling, especially after having children and your life kind of dramatically shifts, is part of the risk you take is that lack of security and comfort. But it's sort of like, you know, you have to weigh the costs and benefits. And the benefits of being able to, you know, pick up your child at school or make that talent show or work from home at night or, you know, have your own kind of flexibility, it sometimes outweighs the risks that you might be taking. And that is something that we've made a conscious choice over and over again, to choose that lifestyle over the security of, you know, a steady flow. And I think it's got a lot of self-confidence as well. So I think, you know, for people who are balancing that, it's you got to weigh the benefits as much as the risks. Are easy to see because they're scary, but the benefits are enormous. And, you know, that's why we talk to a lot of our new franchise owners exactly about this, because they're leaving these jobs and these careers. And of our 21 locations, I would say most of them have now left their jobs to run their Song Country's location, and they're in that same feeling of, you know, I'm nervous to leave my steady career. I want to work from home, and I want to take my kid to work with me, and I want to make a difference. I really want to make a difference to my community. And we have these conversations over and over again, and inevitably, it's never a bad idea to make a choice for yourself and your family. It's just never going to be a bad idea. You can always go back to the steady place. If you never take the risk, you never know.
I love that. That's we're going to end on that. If you never take the risk, you never know. So I think that's a great piece of advice, and obviously to figure out what works for you and your family. And I know that you guys are opening some more locations. So just tell us just a little bit about that and where everyone can find out more about Appleseeds.
Great. Well, we have 3 Appleseeds locations in New York City. And as Allison mentioned earlier, we have been franchising our Songs for Seeds music class, which is our most popular class here across the country. As of September, we will have 21 open, from Westchester to Connecticut to Pennsylvania to North Carolina to South Carolina, Florida, Denver, Ohio, Seattle.
Everywhere.
Texas, yeah, all over. And I know, as Allison said, we are looking for people like us and you and Melissa, moms, dads, people who love to work with kids and want to make a difference in their community, to open their own business, their own Songs for Seeds business, be in control of their lifestyle, blend their family with work. And it's just such a fun business to be a part of. You're hiring musicians and rocking out to really fun kids' music. We promise it's actually really fun music. And it's it sounds corny, but it's a little bit of like a joyous type of job, because the kids are having so much fun. The musicians are so great to work with. The communities appreciate the class. And it's, I don't know.
I was going to say it's a nice opportunity for a parent who might be thinking about starting something or doing something new. And it's probably the risk is a little different because you have an established program.
Exactly. We have the entire infrastructure. So part of that scare of that risk goes away immediately, knowing that you have the full support and the infrastructure of Apple Season Songs for Students.
Well, I love that. So it's also helping other families. So thank you to Allison Allison from Apple Seeds. The website is appleseedsplay.com. It's appleseeds play.com. Thank you so much for joining the moms.
Thank you, Denise.
Thank you
so much.
Thanks so much to Allison and Allison, the founders of Apple Seeds. appleseedsplay.com is their website. And if you have more questions for them, you can always connect with us at moms@themoms.com. And now we are so excited to bring you our conversations with Maya Rudolph, Will Arnett, Gabriel Iglesias, and Bobby Moynihan. And they are so funny, but really listen for some of their great parenting stories and life.
Mamarazzi is a live town hall event series that provides moms and media with the access to celebrities. Listen for yourself.
Listen for yourself.
Here's Denise and Melissa.
Do you ever try voices out on your kids?
I do try them out with my kids. I actually have a character that has where I put a raspberry on my thumb to try to get my kids to eat raspberries, and I put a little smiley face and I go, "Hey, how you doing? I'm Raspberry Guy."
Oh my God. Do you really?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Does Denise, it work?
They find it enjoyable, yes.
Phil Hartman used to do that. I don't want to burst your bubble.
Really? My kids...
Are you learning? Are you taking notes?
Yes, I'm trying to. I'm getting very terrified as they speak as well.
He's never doing a Mamarazzi event
yeah,
again.
Yeah, get ready, Bobby.
He already bought his 3-week-old daughter a phone, and so he's scared. He thinks it's too soon.
It was dumb. It was a dumb
hashtag
move.
3 weeks.
It was a dumb move.
I do a character who's like the dumbest. He's like the dumbest guy in the world.
That's his name.
He sounds a lot like me.
Wow.
Yeah, and I do it for my. They love it, and they'll be like, "I'll go ask me any question," and they're like, "What's 2 + 2?" I go, "That's super easy. Apples."
I kind of like that. I feel sorry for that guy. I kind of like him.
He's really dumb.
Does he have a name?
He does not have a name.
Uh-oh.
How do you spend special time with your families?
We're a huge movie family. We like to go to the movies. We like to watch movies at home. We have movie nights that we pretend are the movie theater. We make popcorn, and I got those little boxes, and we get candy because they like the candy. Let's be honest, you know.
Do you throw your garbage on the floor?
Yeah.
So you have movie night, family movie night.
What do you
do, Will?
Yeah.
We do lots of things.
We include everybody.
We watch movies as well, and we like to get outside a lot together.
Fish.
Well, no, but you know, sort of like go to the park or get in the pool or do you know?
Oh yeah.
That's like kind of a big sort of weekend activity. We also do, you know, we do everything. We build things together. We build Lego together. We draw. We read. I think reading is a really a great time in our family to be together. And I think that reading with your kids is so important. My dad still comes and reads with me every night. That's maybe overboard. That might be too much.
I think that's very loving. It's very loving.
Bobby, have you started anything?
Right now, a lot of quality time around the diaper changing area. We're working on it. We're working on it.
And your son is much older.
Oh, my son's 19 now.
Does he still want to hang out with you?
Yeah, he does.
He's like the cool dad.
I'm kind of a cool dad, sort of semi. Yeah.
How important is it? And are you guys like funny at home? Like, do your kids think you're funny?
I don't think my kids think I'm that funny. I think my kids think they're funnier than me.
Oh, definitely.
Are they?
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
My son, my 6-year-old, he's actually, I say six, that's my pause before because he's going to be 7 tomorrow. But he, his newest thing is he'll say something or his brother will say something to me and then my 6-year-old will go, "Burn." And I'm like, "Well, wait a second. I did not get burned there." And he's like, "Yeah, you did." And he's constantly, no matter what anybody says, he's like, "Burn." And it really makes me laugh. And I'm like, God, he's so much funnier than me.
Does he say lit also?
No, he does not.
Oh, just wait.
Yeah, really?
Lit?
Lit.
Lit.
Yeah, but that's because my kids have phones. You know, they probably talk.
How old?
So what does lit mean?
Drunk.
It means like cool. You're on fleek.
Oh, it means cool?
It's fleek.
Cool.
Fleek.
Like it's cool. More. It's...
See, but we are not lit. Because
in my
we
time,
don't...
lit meant drunk.
Hey, no, Maya, Maya is lit. Maya is lit and on fleek.
Right. I'm on fleek.
I don't know fleek.
Oh, I'm on fleek.
Yeah. Yeah. You
I don't know what that means, but I'm on it.
Yeah. Bobby, you're lit too. You're all very lit.
Well,
all
I don't know what has drunk. Been said in the past 30
I
seconds.
I thought
at all.
Lit was drunk. Yeah, I thought lit was drunk.
Maybe back in the day.
I think
today,
they do change.
It's cool.
Like we used to say, in your face.
Yeah.
No way. When did you say that?
What else do your kids say?
With the sound, though. That's right? What sold
it. The sound. The sound is the.
In your face.
Ooh, you got faced.
Or wait, you got molded.
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 Totally. We used to say molded.
Molded.
Not even molded. We used to say molded.
Molded.
Molded meant like molded. In your face.
Yeah, I used to say
that. Is that
you got
like
molded.
Up in Missouri burned. And people
but
aren't
we
like burned
there?
Back
that's
in the day?
Wait,
so they're still saying
it. Do it again,
I used to say
burned.
You got molded.
Burned. He's come back. It's old school.
Old burn school. Burn is old
burn
school.
Is old
I
school,
do
yeah.
like burn.
I just remember duh.
Right.
That's still there.
Or duh. Duh still works.
A duh works or a doy hickeyola.
Oh, yeah, that was good
a
too.
A what?
Okay, you and
the
back.
A doy hickeyola. I must be much older than you. I don't think anybody says that anymore.
This is a minute with the moms.
Quick.
Okay, we're going to go this way down the line. Favorite thing to do on a date?
Eat.
Date night with your husband or
go
baby dada
eat.
I was gonna say eat as well.
Yeah.
How would your kids describe you, Will, in one word?
Loud.
Maya.
Crazy face.
Doesn't understand what life is yet.
I love him.
There's always a question mark there.
Like, how would you describe yourself as a parent?
Consistent.
Old-fashioned.
Brand new.
Inconsistent.
Okay, a dream acting collaboration would be with who? One or two people. Go.
Maya Rudolph.
The guys who sing Who Let the Dogs Out.
Oh, my gosh.
They're called the something boys.
The Baha Men?
The Baha Men.
You, Maya.
Will Arnett, Bobby Moore, oh, I'm just Gene Wilder. How much time do we have?
Go ahead. We'll wait for the
Gilda Radner. That sounds good.
Yeah, that's really
it's a
good.
Fun project. What is it?
It takes place in heaven.
Okay.
Yeah. Set in the 1970s.
Bobby.
Either Bill Murray or the cast of Lost.
Ooh. Oh
my God. Just the entire cast.
Wow.
All of them?
I go with Kevin Hart and The Rock.
Amazing.
Smart move.
Good.
Smart
fun.
Move. You're going to work a lot more than us. I want a new car.
with a lot of air conditioning. Favorite thing to do with your kids?
They all said movie earlier.
No, I want to hear it different.
Oh, different.
Start down there.
Yeah, start down there.
Gabriel.
Favorite thing to do with your 19-year-old? Get lit.
Yeah, get lit.
Get lit.
Can I use that as an answer?
Go.
Only in Mexico. He's 19. He's 19.
I'm going to say bathing, because I just started this.
It is fun, right?
It is. I want to keep her as clean as possible. I'm so terrified.
It's also terrifying.
You're so terrified right now, right? Three weeks old, you're
slippery.
Like, I'm in charge
of
this
everything,
human being?
And it's very terrifying.
Where is everybody? Where are the authorities?
I may have the cleanest baby in the world.
Oh, God.
Sometimes my kids like to make a carnival in the front yard, and I can just sit back and relax and not have to do it.
Oh, that's fun.
But then I get to be a customer.
Yeah.
And I got a pie thrown in my face once.
Did you really?
Well, it was whipped cream, yes.
That's a fun carnival.
I know.
I like going for burgers and shakes. That's
back to eating.
Always.
Always, yeah.
I know.
And that was a few minutes.
A lot of minutes with the moms.
With the moms.
Something else that we talked to Will Arnett about was what was a message of the film, The Nut Job 2, that he thought would be interesting to share with parents. And he said the theme about inclusion. And we know that that is something that, that every parent can relate to. And so the Moms Did Your Homework today is all about inclusion. And I want to thank Will Arnett for sharing that with us and The Nut Job too for including that in the film. So if you have children, it's now is a really good time to have a conversation with them, that if they see a child sitting alone as we go back to school, if they see a child sitting alone in the lunchroom, why not be that one that goes and includes the other child? Or if there's a kid who's watching on the playground during research and not playing with the group, why not go and be the child that goes and asks them to join in? So this is really about the message of talking to your kids about being the one that includes. And that's the Moms Did Your Homework for today. It's such an easy conversation. And I think a lot of times, you know, we forget to have those positive conversations. We have the conversations when something goes wrong or when you hear that somebody wasn't included or somebody's upset. So that's the homework for today, is talk to your children about being the child that includes others. And that is our show today. Hope you had a great time listening, and please share with your friends, and please follow us on Instagram at the Moms Network. And we will be back next week.